So we are on the Gimel Amud Beis, a middle of Siman Reish Mem Gimel, regarding leasing out a field or a bathhouse to a non-Jew, middle of Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber had differentiated between a Merchatz and a Sodeh, where that depends what the norm is, if it's generally done with a Risus, that's one type of halacha, versus a Sodeh, which is the norm to do with a Risus. So therefore, that would be more permitted. Says Ramana, the top line on the Beis Hago, the Avapi Shalor Lekocha in Yehudi Rak Lishosher Lerevia, and even if the non-Jew only took it for a third of the prophets or a quarter of the prophets, B'yesh, Lisrael Hano, B'mashay Yehudi Rebbe B'Shabbos, and the Jews that mean benefit what the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos. Sure, it's permitted because the Yehudi, the non-Jew, Adayte, the Nafshay, Oivet, he does it, the work for himself. That's the Beis Yisrael, the Mamani Perek Zayin, Beis Yisrael, the Mishmah Hei, and Eman Sibat Trumas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Tess. The Ramah, when he's saying, V'afal Pei Bechul, he's coming to clarify and explain something. Meaning, Asod de Berichayim Koy, is going on the halachic category of field and the mill, which the Mechaber Mayer Beschirus, which the Mechaber was talking about renting, about leasing it. Leasing it out to the non-Jew, the where Buhu Maisiv is adding on. The Afaris is Mutter, that even sharecropping is permitted. We're leasing it out, all the benefit is going to the renter, to the non-Jew, no, even sharecropping. And the Mechaber Gam gets really keen. The Mechaber also holds like this. The Mitam to hit the Beschiris canal, that's actually why he permits Schiris, as you mentioned. Elishu Be'er Behed, Yisrael Ramah comes to explicitly explain this point that as long as some of the prophets is going to the non-Jew, so then that would be permitted because we're just saying that at least there won't be an element of Marasayim because people normally do an Arisus and therefore you won't have the Marasayim and since he's doing Schirus or Arisus, or as long as he's doing it for himself, then it would be permitted. Sivkot Nyud. So that's what he's saying, that even though the non-Jew is only taking it Rak L'Shlish B'Chulu for only a third and a quarter of the prophets, so now, B'davka B'Zeh, specific over here, Sh'nisnei Yehudi Chel B'Tfu, he's giving the non-Jew a portion of the actual prophets, of the grain. And that's what he's saying, okay, so he's doing it for himself. I'm Sachi and Yehudi Lavi B'Kal Hashanah, but let's say he hired a non-Jew to work for the year. He's his employee. But the Jew, as an owner often is, he takes all the profits from the field. Even though Mekar Halacha here should also be permitted, then you know that did not. But quote unquote, you should technically say that the non-Jew is really doing it for himself because he wants to make a salary. Where, you know, even though if he's not going to fertilize or plow or harvest the field on Shabbos, he could do it during the weekday, and technically the job is on him, and he's doing it on Saturday to do it for himself. You're right, technically, Mikradin should be mutter. He is really adapted in Avshi of it. And actually, not even for the salary, he's doing it for himself because, so he could do it on Friday, not on Saturday. But still, it's forbidden the Yavoy L'Chashav Eskaryem, because people are going to come to suspect the employer that he's hired him as a daily laborer. And they're not going to come to suspend it in sharecropping. The question is why? Didn't you tell me by a sada generally by rises, and that's why you could do a skiris, meaning leasing it out to him? So why, if he pays him by the year, where also halachically is not forbidden, why wouldn't you say then there's no maris ayin either? Because people don't realize that they'll think that it's done by rises, which is normally done. Says Mishaburu, no, on the first white line. When they're going to see ultimately at the end of the day, when it comes to the profit sharing, that the worker, the non-Jew, didn't get any of the produce of the land, come on, it's the Rishim and Rishim and Dal, like we'll see in the beginning of next Simon, that people are going to see that he's not an Aris. He's not an Aris, wait a second, it means he's getting paid to do the job. Well, people are going to say, oh, he probably got paid per day. He got paid per day. That means he was doing it for the Jew on Shabbos, and therefore there would be a problem retroactively of a Marasayim. So the Gedai, you should know, the Merkaz Kai Gavna, in the bathhouse, in such a case, that a non-Jew went and he hired him to work the whole year. And then the Jew's going to take all the profits from the Shabbos. That's Medinos. That's Mikra Alocha forbidden. Not like the case of Sada that we just described, that's only would be Marasayim. And Buhuadin Birichaim Boyfin says the same thing would be by a mill in the same type of situation, because the other tree in the Mithilim Adin is that we initially permitted Mekar Din, Hainadavk, and it's just a problem about Marasain, Hainadavk, Besadi Kadem. That's specific by a field, or similarly, the Hamaloch Ketuva, where it's a set amount of work, you could do it whenever you want to. And because the Ein Rebach Lisro, the Mashal Isa, and Yud Bishav, is no really gain for the Jew when the non Jew does the fertilizing on Shabbos. Because the Imlay Yasin, if he doesn't do it today, you send me a mech, you can do it some other day. Then we say that really Mekar Din, the non Jew is doing the work on Saturday, is really doing it for himself, and really should be permitted. It's only a problem about Marasayan, because people are going to see and think that, oh, he's being paid, he's not getting into the profits, being paid, I mean, he's being hired. Maybe he's being hired per day. That's the problem. Of the merchitz b'rechayim, we're going to a bathhouse and a mill. Damalocha, because there was no set amount of work. A field, you have a certain amount. Fertilizing, plowing, you have all the different things. When that's done, it's done. There's no more to do. But by a bathhouse or a mill, there's no set amount. Chol yom revachat. Every day is its own profit. Every day you open up the bathhouse, you get more customers. Because the imlo yasu yamech, if you don't do one day, yafzalei so asuyim, the Jew loses that day. It's not like, oh, you could do it the next day. If that's the case, you come along with Yisrael. Who? That means the primary work is for the Jew, because the Jew's getting the profits. The non-Jew's getting paid whatever he's getting paid anyway, meaning per the year, because we're getting paid per day for sure. It's us, because then he's hiring to do on jobs. And therefore, the ikra halacha is forbidden, like a higher day laborer, which the Shartzi Noisudal says that even though the Magram concludes, moreover, that even if the non-Jew doesn't do it on Shabbos, he would have to pay him. So look at the Magram that agrees that it doesn't depend on that. Which is right. This is Tzarchin on this prat. But Akapanim says the Mishaburu further says the after Mekabel Sachar, because even though he's getting paid for it, so he says, what do you mean? I'm getting paid. That's why I'm doing the job on Saturday. Lo yimin that did not Shabbos. We don't say, oh, he's doing it for himself. Every shliach, every amul akim, every guy that does something, let's say he's getting something, you should say, that did not Shabbos. No. Because since the Jew is getting the benefit of the work that's being done on Shabbos, so therefore that's not considered a din option. Hey, the matzal Rambam that permits according to the Rambam that we see in the next siman near dasi gam kibz the medina mitzim that even he would agree that here it's awesome ikar locha to regil slahak bedal in hudik shmevat lezim, because the norm is to be particular on the non-Jewish worker if he doesn't do work one day. So continues the Mishnah Berurah, given the Medina also says Ikar Locha is forbidden. A full in the sparsim shachar l'shon. So even if the word gets out that this guy, let's say his tax returns are online or whatever, everyone knows that he's hired for the year. It's also the workplace is out of the halachic boundary where the Imba Mishnah Marasayin. There's no Marasayin. No one sees. No one knows. Meaning there's no appearance of wrongdoing. Gamkin also still going to be forbidden. Vein het is no permissibility again, like we said, because it's an actual prohibition of Amir La'akim, because he's doing it for you. The only permission is Kim Hechad Yeshel in Yehudik Tzas Cheli Berevach Shabbosis, which this is the classic all the place can talk about Barichas about having that the non-Jew would get some of the profits of the Shabbosis. Does it mean that the Daita did Nafshi? But then we say he's doing it for himself. And then the Motu Berichaim, then it would be permitted by a mill and by a mechas. The Mokrishin is Basimato again, where everyone knows. So then there's no Marasayin Shtekol because it's a base, like we said, it's a base. Choshkin Shemutim, and for sure that it's permitted. Hecha Shemaychu Lele Garmei B'chol Erev Shabbos. If he totally sells into business on every Erev Shabbos, we then for sure it'd be permissible. If the Shartzin Ois Tezvav says, and here it wouldn't be a problem, but Schar Shabbos, which you're not going to get a profit, let's say renting out or selling your business just for Shabbos, because on the time of the selling, it's acquired to the non-Jew totally. In contrast, when you're renting, so that has to be specifically, since it's being called in Bavlo, which can't do it just leasing something on just for Shabbos, because then that's the Sky Shabbos, that's the Gezer of Mekach Memker, that would have to be, let's say, Friday, Saturday. You wouldn't be able to do just for Shabbos, but selling is not a problem, because that's totally his. Siv Beis, says the Mechaber, I feel a Merchatz Eitaner, even a bathhouse or an oven, which we said is the most stringent of the two categories, in contrast to a Sadeh, if he leases it out year after year, and now everybody knows, word gets out that this is the way it is, that he doesn't hire workers to do work for Melaskim, rather he leases it out. That's one case. Let's say the customer, most of the people over that place, that's the way it is, that they lease it out. They give it as a sharecropper. So muta leskidim lein yehudi, then you'll have to lease it out to a non-Jew, or to give it to a sharecropping, because we said really make a halacha that is something that is permitted. The only problem is that these types of things were not the norm of the Sinan Sefalot. So then it has a problem about Marasayin, but saying if the norm is that they do, then they'll be permitted. Hagos says Rav Avilo Makom Asura, even in the prohibited place, the main American Zaytan Shal Yisrael, if it's not really the Jew's bathhouse or a zaman, Rakskar Man Yehudi, the Jew himself leased it out from a non-Jew. V'chaz v'skim, this is where the concept of subleasing. V'chaz v'skim Man Yehudi, then he subleases it to a non-Jew. Sharia it's permitted. Why? The ancient Meisrael Nikrolov says there is the name of the guy in them because no one knows he's at the Jews. The Jew, it's known a non-Jewish strip mall, and the Jew rents one of them, and now he like subleases it to another non-Jew. No one knows that he's there. So therefore, since Mekardin Atzalah, it's permitted. So then, here in this case, there wouldn't be any Maris Ayin. Since it's Ramah, v'chein yesh merchatz b'veis dira. So let's say there's a bathhouse in a person's apartment. And the only ones who bathe in the bathhouse are those who live in his house. They know that he didn't hire the non-Jew, he leased it out to the non-Jew. Oh, sure, that's permitted, says he says in the Marbi and the Final Lord Zeruah, because again, there's no Marzain if everybody knows. Now, let's say someone violated. He did lease it out in a place that's forbidden. Yes, some say Shaskar Mutur, that the wages, that the profit would be permitted. That's the Bishayim B'Gayin. But Yesham Shal, someday it's forbidden. It's Mordechai in the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos. The Chenik says, Ramah, and that's the primary halacha that is asur. By the command, Sev Simen Reish Memhe. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sev Kot Nirdal. So he said that even a bathhouse or an oven, if the norm is that you do rent it out or you give it as sharecropping, so then Mutter V'chulu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Elit N'V'chulu, then you'll be able to allow to rent it out or to give it as sharecropping to a non-Jew. The Sula Kachashot, like then there's no more suspicion because people know that it's leased out. Now, even though the norm of that person or that place only to lease it out, you'd also be allowed to do sharecropping because the eat with this year, like people are going to spend, oh, he probably leased it out because that's what normally done. There wouldn't be any marasayin of a mirlak of Sivkot Yud Beis. Rama added on, he says, even the place where it's usir, if it's not really the Jews, Rak Schadim, rather he rented it from a non-Jew and then subleases it out. So let's say he bought from a non-Jew. But the take of his kingdom, but right away, before he even settled on it, he already leased it out, which a lot of Jews do. The Nikrish my love, no one knows that he owns it. Yeshlis because he line that says Magen Ram and other Achayim would be the same idea. There wouldn't be a problem about Maris Ayin. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Rather, he rented it Me'in Yehudi. Because the Mahusha Yisrael, if it was the original owner is a Jew, near the Asa, that would seem that's forbidden because the Ideza Yachshidu Oysa Yisrael Bala Merchatz. Even though the Jew who is renting it from another Jew, if he's going to go now lease it out to a non-Jew, no one's going to suspect him, but they're going to suspect the original Jewish owner that owns the Merchatz. So in Yehudi Yisrael Yemen, they're going to think the non-Jew is his day laborer, and therefore that would still be forbidden. But it's where he's renting it from a non-Jew and then subleasing it to another non-Jew. Sivkot Yudava Chazav Eskirim, he goes and now leases it out to another non-Jew, that's permitted. Now Yeshem, some say the Eskiris Nami in the Mutter, that even leasing it out to a non-Jew is not permitted. Elik Shal Yoshem Ba Yisrael, only if the Jew never settled in it. From Eshkaz B'Seiz B'Kana, Aval Elia Rabba Shar Chayim Kassi. He said, Beskar Me'en Yehudi, if you're leasing it from a non-Jew, Avshar Yeshem Ba Yisrael, even though the Jew had settled in there, Mutter L'Eskir and Yehudi is allowed to sublease it to a non-Jew. Jalai Nekish Mo'elav, because his name's not on it. People don't know it as his building, and therefore it would still be permitted, even though he had used it. Sivkot Tetzvav. He said, so too, let's say there's a bathhouse, Beveis Dira, in a person's apartment, and the only ones who bathe over there are those in this house, and they know that this guy leased it out to a non-Jew, so then the non-Jew could operate on Shabbos. So he explains, Haimashah, Merchatz Ein B'Shus Rab, meaning the bathhouse is not in the public domain. Rather, it's in the courtyard of one of his apartments. Therefore, if during the weekday, the only ones that use it are the ones from his own family, sorry, it's permitted. Because other people don't even know if there's a bathhouse over there. A lot of people have mikvahs in their basement. People have no clue that they have it. Now, his family members who know about this, they also know that if it's operating on Shabbos, because it was leased out to a non-Jew. So it's not going to be a problem about Maris Ayin. But let's say other people also use the bathhouse. So if people know there's a bathhouse, now people already know that bathhouse is by a Jew. So then when people later see smoke coming out on Shabbos, ah, they're going to say, oh, he probably probably get a non-Jew to heat it up for him on Shabbos, which is a problem in Marisayin that he's doing a Mila Akta. Now, this old Tuma Bayit says his apartment. Let's say it's in the public domain where people see it. And even if the only ones that use it are his family members, it still would be forbidden to our Kol Yidden, because everyone knows Shush Americans, there's a bathhouse over there. Not everyone knows as we continue to Dal Shaskir Lane Yudhi, that we start to non Jew. King Kasru, Habachin, that's how many Achrayim write. Jashar Tzin Zion brings from the Goyz of Chaim Tzanzin, Nalak the Magadabram, who's Machmer, that you have to have two things working in your favor. One that has to be in a different domain, and the only ones who bathe over there are the neighbors from who live over there. They say, look at the Taz, they ask on the Ramah two questions, look at El Rabbi, that resolves it. Now, says the Mishnah further, B'yesh B'kilin Oy. Now, those who are even more lenient, and they ask me that if it's in the Dana domain on its own, not in this courtyard, even other people use it, even though it's going to be permitted because in the stomach, we can presume not everybody knows this is. Only the neighbors that live right around the bathhouse. So we can presume that they probably also know this, that he leased it out to a non-Jew. Sipkat design. So he had this machlokes, yeshar mishaschar mor mutar b'chulu, if he took this forbidden wages, if it's permitted or not. Achrayim miskin, but later achrayim they agree, delay plegi, there's no machlokes. The malkum, the mutar medina, where it's mutar mekal locha, going to his karmechis, and Yehudi l'shan lochaj, where he leased it out, the bathhouse to a non-Jew for the year, for the month. The mishur is schar Shabbos, like there's no problem about schar Shabbos, Allah yubav love, because it's absorbed in other days. Vei nesal mishur ma'asa, and the only problem is ma'asa, and can help us about, because it's about lechim at the Yevon. So after the fact, mutar lekab, that's talking about Yehudi, so you're allowed to keep the wages from the non-Jew. Hashenki, the miskil yom, but if you hired out for the days, medina asal mishur schar Shabbos, that's forbidden, because you're making profit on just Shabbos individually. So if the non-Jew brings it himself, also come in, and I'll take it from him, because it's a mishur schar Shabbos. Now if the work is the Jew's job, I'm rishim rishim. Hey, look at the beginning of rishim. Hey, we talk about.
Now the Shaar Tzin in Ois Yod Ches, on the words of Mishabur, that those who lean even more, brings us from the Eli Rab, Begoyt Shabbos Chayim Tzanzer, like we mentioned. They says the Etzim Sfar says it's not so clear to me so much of the Shaar Tzin, that if the Jew has already settled in it already beforehand, before he leases it out, subleases it, so what does it help that it's now in another Rishos? The Rish has Shem Yisrael in it through that. And if he never settled in it, rather, right away he leased it out to a non-Jew. If that's the case, it's obvious it's permitted, even if it is Bershus, according to what the Magen Avraham is making on Zipkat and Gimel. So the Lefin and Nisdait is possible that that's why specifically the Ramah and Bishisiv skipped out the Salacha, which he says with Tzarachin. Tzarachin Ois Yotes, where the Mishnah Berurah made this differentiation from the Achreinim, that if he rented out for days, which Medinitz Asim Mishrim Tzachar Shabbos, then it'd be forbidden even with the Abed. Says the Shartin as you test that so too if it's a kablanus on the whole year in a situation that's usher medina, which the Dershu 18 brings as the Mishnah Berurah explained the Sifkot Yud regarding the merchatz, and also says b'magon it would be forbidden to have benefits. The bir halacha in the Ramaschal b'chazav b'eskirim that if someone leased out from an non-Jew and then he subleased it, that it's permitted. He says, look at Mishnah Berurah and Sipkot Yadal, what we wrote, that some say the Beskir is also that it's also not permitted only if the Jew was not in there, which is the opinion of the Taz, and that's the sound of the Magen Avraham, that's what Pim Gordon writes, but the opinion of Nar Shalom, Chai Odmel, is like the Eli Rabbah, and the truth is it's logical like him, because it sounds like from the Gemara that Beskir is not so common, and therefore that it still has the name of the original non-Jewish owner, and that even now, and they'll suspend that this second non-Jew is a day laborer of the first non-Jew. When they're going to find that it's from a Jew, they're also going to know that he rented from a Jew, that he rented it from him. If not, for the fact that Yisrael already settled in it many years and it's well known, then says the Be'alacha that, okay, then you have to look into this. The Tradition 16 brings regarding a store that is rented from the government to a Jew. After many years that the Jew was there, he wants to sublease it to a non-Jew. Shuvas Mechazitzki writes, according to the words of the Be'alacha, you have to know that it would be forbidden to do this because of Marasayin. However, he writes over there that if the Jew closed the store for a month and he publicizes that by he's just sitting around shul after davening and everyone sees that he's not busy with his business, and after a month and suddenly the signs on the store change to the name of a non-Jew, then you can be lenient regarding this because the store is only least to the Jew, and it's a well-publicized custom that the renter is renting from the government, that he could, you know, sublease it to someone else, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic in that situation. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 12, which we said that only if the non-Jew has part of the profits, then it's permitted, because Adai did an avshah. But now, specifically, if you give him part of the profits, then you could say that the non-Jew is putting the effort because of his part of the profits. But if you give him gratis, that you let him bathe for free, besides what you pay him, that Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz, that's forbidden, because whatever the Nachri is putting in the Tircha for the needs of the bathhouse, it's because of the profits of the Jew. Like every Skiryam who also wants to get paid, but it's all for the profits of the Jew. Moreover, this profit of like being able to bathe for free is very little, and the Nachri would not be doing his work because of that little gain. Now, even if he gives to the non-Jew just a pruta, some nominal amount of the profits, besides for the wages that he gets from being an employee, Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz, right, that is permitted. Now then, Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz says it's permitted to do this because the way of sharecroppers is to get half, third, a quarter, not so little. What the Turkey is putting in is only because of the wages that he's getting as an employee, which, as we said, is forbidden. Now, even the non-Jew who does a malacha for Yisrael with schiris as a hired laborer, Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz writes that if you give to the Nachri part of the profits of Shabbos, then you can lean regarding this. And the situation of where you're going to lose out a large profit, he writes over there, it's permitted even like a tefillah to open up such a business, as Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Simrish Mandal. And Dirshu 13, in our times when, in our great sins, Shmir Shabbos is not appropriate, the Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz writes, one should be stringent not to rely on a Shabbos sale, even in our situation where the Issa is only Midrabanan, because since it's so breached, people are going to come to be lean even more. Also, many times there's subterfuge, and even the sale is not done appropriately, and that's also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Vazna. Dish number 14, which on the Mishaburah Sifkat and Yod Aleph, which we said on the words of the Mechaber, that if this guy's custom or the meaning most of the place is actually to even do a bathhouse by Rizos, then it would be permitted because now there's no more Chashad. So Dish 14 says, from this side, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a bathhouse that was leased out year after year, so it's well known, and you're allowed to lease it out. Sefatas Torah writes, it sounds like that after 2 years, the word's already out, and it's already publicized, would already have this heter. Now, in situations where it was publicized in the newspapers that the Jew is leased out the business to a non-Jew, or he's working them with bekablanis, so then the Shuvas Chasam Zavarayz writes that that's even better than the way it's publicized as brought here in Shulchan Aruch.